Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolagan Mustangs head football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, another season upon us for Mustangs football. How has practices been, and how the numbers been so far in Oolagan?
We've had some really great practices. I'm excited about our kids. We have probably the most kids out we've had in the past 6 years, and I think we had 74 kids at practice the other day, and just real excitement around the program, and there's also a lot of high expectations around the program. So, just getting off to a great start.
I know there's a lot of hype in this year's Mustangs program, coming off with an 11-3 record last year, a state runner-up, and a lot of kids coming back from last year's squad.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have 9 returning starters on defense coming back, and then on offense we have about 6 kids coming back. But the key there is we have a quarterback back, and he's really a great player for us. I think he had over 3,000 yards passing and 31 TDs last year. So we're excited about him and excited about our defense, and looking forward to getting started.
Yeah, talk about your quarterback, Casey Bass, 6'1", 210, a senior. Again, a great year a year ago, threw for 31 touchdowns. How important is he on this Mustangs offense?
No, he's the key to the offense. I mean, he makes it go. You know, when you have a kid that's been out there for 3 years, and, he got a taste of it his sophomore year, got 4 starts there, and then came back, obviously, his junior year and got 14 games under his belt. So, he's been in the fire. He's been in the biggest part game we could possibly be in, and performed well. So, he's a big part of everything we do. I mean, our quarterback is key to our offense. I mean, he's a coach on the field, and he manages everything for us.
Well, it also starts on an offensive line. You've got some offensive linemen returning. Talk about them very quickly.
Yeah, Blake Schrader's coming back for us at center. He's a big force in the middle. He's a 295-pound kid that, he really works hard and makes all the calls for us. And, he's a key to our offense because he handles that nose guard and stops a lot of the problems for us. And Chase Vance, our played left tackle for us the past 2 years. We're moving him over to right tackle this year. He's a really athletic kid, and, he's one of those guys that's got a chance to go to the next level because of his athleticism. He's about a 265, 270-pound kid, 6'2", 6'3", so he's got a good frame and good athleticism. So we think we got a chance to be even better in the offensive line this year than we were last year.
And also your running game, you got a couple of players returning, Gunter Pearson and Hunter Gibson. Talk about those two and how they can make a difference this year.
Yeah, Gunter, obviously, he's a big player for us on both sides of the ball, linebacker and running back. He'll get a lot more carries this year now that Jimmy's gone, and we expect him to step up and be able to take a little bit more of the load. Hunter, we've actually moved him to an H-back tight end situation, so we're looking to use him as a weapon both in the backfield and out on the perimeter, throwing the ball to him. We've got another kid named Clayton Downham that played a lot of defense for us, as a starter for the past 2 years on defense. Outstanding defensive player, but he has just really shined at running back. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this year at running back because nobody knows about him. So I'm looking forward to see what he can do Friday night down in Catoosa.
And when you look at on the other side of the football, defense, you got a lot of players returning on defense that had some experience a year ago, part of that good run. Talk about your defense and some of the players that will make an impact.
Well, it all starts with Brock Martin. He's our defensive end. It's obviously an OSU commit. He's a force to be reckoned with as far as high school offensive linemen trying to block him. It's almost impossible. He does a great job there. Then it kind of works its way back, Gunner at linebacker, and then a kid named Rush O'Connor at safety that has been a 3-year starter for us there as well. It's an outstanding football player. Drake Barnes at corner. He's coming back for his 3rd year to be a starter. So we just have a lot of pieces back, and obviously when you have 9 starters, I can talk about each one of them individually, but we're just excited about our defense as a whole because it's probably going to be the fastest defense we've ever put on the field.
We talk about this year after year how tough 4A District 3 is going to be again this year. Wagner, a team that you're very familiar with, and again, Wagner, one of the favorites to win it, but you're not that far behind.
No, there's no doubt. Wagner's the favorite. They deserve to be the favorite. They're back-to-back state champions, and you know, obviously in our district, they're back-to-back district champions. It just so happens that we happen to be the runner-up, both district and state. So we've got to find a way to get over the hump and, you know, try to find a way to beat those guys. And, you know, it's not an easy task because they seem to be loaded every year. So it's just something we got to keep working at.
And something to get prepared for 4A District 3. You got a tough non-district schedule, and it all begins September 1st against Collinsville. Talk a little bit about Collinsville and how important that is to get them on the schedule and how you can get that win.
Well, for us, you know, I schedule those tough games up front because it helps us to show our weaknesses and helps us get those fixed before we start district play. You know, I've had, if I really wanted to, you know, try to make my record better, I obviously could schedule different people. But, you know, for us, I think it's important to know going into district, you know, what we need to work on and how we can get better. When you play teams like Collinsville and Skytook and Glenville, you got great coaches and great players that you're going up against. So they're going to expose your weaknesses and help you to get better. And that's really all you can ask for. Collinsville is probably going to be one of the best teams we see all year. They're loaded. I think they have four Division I players on that team. Their offensive line, I've heard nothing but how big they are and what, you know, how gigantic they're going to be this year. And then, of course, you got Levi Draper up there running their defense. So, you know, again, you're playing a really, really good quality football program, and it can do nothing but make you better.
Well, Coach, it's going to be an exciting year for Mustang football country, and we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs throughout the season.
Hey, I appreciate it, Adam.
That's Brandon Craig, the head football coach of the Ulugam Mustangs. We'll have more of our Coach's Breakfast right after this here on K1.